Good morning, Mayor Clark.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be with you.
These are tough times for everybody in this province, and it's been especially trying over the last few days. What's the feedback you're receiving from people here in CBRM, Mr. Mayor, about everything that's going on?
Well, people are, quite frankly, Dave, quite distraught of just beyond imaginable news of horrific measures and magnitude which have happened with regards to the senseless killings on the mainland and knowing it's affected people from home. What we also know, we've seen the outpour of love and support and reaching out in these restricted times to show the sympathy and to honor those who are killed and to thank those that are on the front lines of emergency services. So as we go forward, we'll try to make some more sense of something that is senseless and incomprehensible, yet at the same time, we're looking to the best in Nova Scotians and Canadians with the love that they're extending at this time, and whether it's putting out Nova Scotia tartan, lighting a candle, a Facebook post saying basically I love you to a loved one and being appreciative for what we have. As we've discussed, we've never seen this in our lifetime, and we never want to see it again.
We know in this area what tragedy is like because we've experienced through such things as mine disasters and so on. It takes a certain amount of strength to get through all of this, and I think Cape Bretoners have that in them to share.
It is a core resolve that we've had, and I think as well when we look at something, again, of something random like this, when we think of the McDonald murders of 1992, yeah, and three people killed and one person permanently disabled and subsequently killed, died, we look at the impact on our community, an international story, and we look at the magnitude of this of 23 now, aside from those injured and those affected, the level of grief people are going through. But the other piece is that we do have that resolve. We do have that innate ability to come and support the people around us and provide that strength at a time of great grief and difficulty. And we're seeing the best in Nova Scotians and Canadians and people from around the world that are reaching out and recognizing this extreme loss within our province. And at the same time, you know, on the weekend, we had the passing of longtime councillor Ray Perouche. Again, you know, a firebrand that was for 25 years and seven consecutive elections, right at the grassroots. And in the midst of this other tragedy, we as mayor and council and staff had to say goodbye to somebody who made a big difference in the day-to-day life of the CBRM, added vitality to the council proceedings. And again, we're very mindful of Ray's family, having come through a year and a half battle. Ray never gave up, Dave, and neither will the CBRM. He provided that. And again, you know, we've had some great stories. And again, you look for the positive things, the things you laughed at, the things you challenged each other for. And you know, very appreciative of his public service to the people of the CBRM and his district.
Couldn't agree with you more, Mr. Mayor. On the subject of COVID-19 now, is there any encouraging news that is out there?
So what we do know, Dave, again, the sacrifices your listeners are making a difference. This whole, you know, stay at home, the social distancing, I know it's extremely taxing on people the longer this goes on. But it is making a difference. We're seeing the numbers come down. Our region is faring very well comparatively, but we've had the loss of life, which is very unfortunate and tragic. And again, we've got to do our part as part of the Nova Scotia response to this pandemic. And the only way we're going to fight and kill this virus is to continue to do what we're doing. Be mindful as well, as the further this goes on, the more taxed our emergency providers become. We're seeing that with our healthcare workers, our nursing home workers, our frontline workers, our grocery store workers, everybody, it's police, paramedics, everyone is feeling it. And we need people's patience. And to what we just talked about before, we need that resolve to support those who are supporting us and recognize that in the short term, any of these inconveniences are nothing compared to the risks other people are taking to keep us us safe and keep us with our day-to-day needs right now. While at the same time, Dave, yesterday, our both members of Parliament, all MLAs, mayors and wardens, First Nations from across the island were working with the Cape Breton Partnership to talk about how we recover from this and being ready for getting our communities back up and running. So we are doing that planning as well as we deal with some responses. We're hoping to finally get our homeless and vulnerable persons of funding finalized with the province to help the efforts of the Allied Center and other partners. So during a pandemic, there are many different things that move constantly, and there are some things you just don't get done as fast as you want. And so emotions can run high. Angst is there, and I recognize that. And as elected leaders, we have to make sure we're responding to the public as best possible. And services such as what you're doing here in the coast make a difference to help get the public engaged and keep them informed.
When last we spoke, you were hopeful that the Department of Health, Dr. Strang's department in particular, would provide more information re the COVID-19 in CBRM. Have you gotten that?
No, we have not, Dave. It is that if I was to look at a critique, and now is not the time for that. But we work through because we've been trying to look and assess, and it's not about exposing where people live. It's to look at the patterns of where did they work, where were their contact points, how do we prepare for emergency response. Our EMO officials are looking at that to try and see if we need to do any more mass testing, or how can we assist with those efforts. So our request for more details and information was basically positioning us with our scarce resources to put them to the best use possible. But at the same time, there is a position of the medical officer of health, and that must be based on a sound medical and or practice for pandemic that I'm not fully aware of. But at the same time, I have to respect that Dr. Strang and the Premier are doing a spectacular job. And we continue to work forward. We are getting more and more information as we go. There will be lots of lessons learned on the other side of this. But what I know right now is we have to stay united and stay focused on what we've been asked to do. And that's what we are doing. And any momentary frustrations do not detract from staying the course and working through every day. And no 2 days have been the same. Today's a different day. There is no new norm. As we come out of this, we might get to that hopefully sooner than later. But again, I just want to thank the public that are doing their part, and in part is helping with the enforcement. Our police have been very effective at enforcing the state of emergency and the conditions and the self-distancing. And on a per capita basis, there have been more fines issued here than anywhere else in Nova Scotia.
Just on a closing note, council meeting today, you're going to be doing it virtually. What's on the agenda?
So today is all about waste management, Dave, further to ongoing aspects of people looking to have the landfill opened again. How can we look at that? We've had, as your listeners have done, we've had an unlimited black bag process for people to get things out of their home and curbside. That is taxed resources. We may, one of the things is to scale that back and open up other opportunities. Recommendation to go and at least issue the tenders for the heavy garbage pickup, so we're ready to go as soon as we get the green light after the pandemic, so that people will know when. So we're making sure we do the preparatory work for post recovery, and more importantly, just how do we operationally respond now that we're in this for several weeks. We've done a lot of measures, and now we have to recalibrate how we go forward operationally, and that's what the meeting will focus on today.
Mr. Mayor, again, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Looks like our chats will continue for a little while at least.
Yeah, and I do appreciate it, and I appreciate the fact that this is a great service to your listeners, and we appreciate the opportunity to get this information out, Dave.
Thank you, Mayor Clark.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good day.
Cecil Clark is the mayor of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality.